Just please us with your lyrical thesis. We just chillin', milk em, top billin', silk em, pure linen, meetin', little seeds, Malibu sea breeze, dawn peas, palm trees, cats named Pablo, and milked out Diablo, the williest, just be the silliest. The more I smoke, the smaller the silly gets. Room 112, where the players dwell, and stash more cash than Burp Fidel. Inhale, make you feel good like Tony, Tony, Tony. Pick up in your middle like Moni, yeah. She don't know me, but she's setting up to blow me, yeah. She try to style, slide off with a homie, yeah. Escada, don gotta, player, stays splurging. Game so tight, they call it version.
Check 1, 2, god damn it. Yeah, y'all know what's up, man. The Fat Mac, the almighty 3XL coming at y'all. Live and direct from MacCity.com, the Mac City Limits. Man, check this out, man. I usually don't pub my shit, man, but my shit is off the motherfucking hook, man. Y'all niggas need to go to www.MacCity.com and check my shit out, man. My shit is revolutionary, man. My shit is just... I mean, there just ain't nothing like it on the goddamn internet, man. If you're looking for amateur, raw, ghetto-ass goddamn adult entertainment, motherfucker, there is none other, man. I'm the premier motherfucking site, nigga. You gotta go check it out. Yeah, there's a lot of other cats out here. I mean, I wouldn't even say that, man. There's not a lot of cats out here. There's some cats out here doing, you know, the same thing I'm doing. But allow me to toot my own horn, man. I think mine is just special. Of course. You know what I mean? Since it's my baby. Since, you know, it is the fruit of my loins. I believe that Mac City is the motherfucking best, man. You know, I put a lot of heart and soul, a lot of work into that bitch. You know, investigative reporting. Fucking John Stossel. Gerardo Rivera ain't got shit on me, man. You know what I mean? I really gets down deep. If you really like this shit, like Hookers at the Point, them HBO specials. Or Pimps Up, Hoes Down. If you really into those type of documentary joints, man, you need to fuck with MacCity.com, man, for real. Hey, I mean, I'm just full of myself today, you know, because I was just going through my journal logs, man. I was just like, man, this is phenomenal ass shit. I mean, the goddamn the videos, the audio logs. I mean, the written word, the script. You know, the whole thing coming together, gelling, and making it. Just, I mean, the most just entertaining shit on the internet, nigga. For real. Fuck you if you don't agree with me, nigga. Fuck. I'm on that shit today, goddammit. Well, anyway, we're going to go ahead and I want to rap about names. And I feel this is really important because I was looking at CNN the other day. And, I mean, I was looking at Barack Obama's name, and that nigga got a really mystical motherfucking name, man. His name is actually symbolic to the motherfucking sun, man. And to and it's also in correlation with the rune, the lightning bolt, or the SS. And I know y'all saying, nigga, what the fuck? And how do you prove that? I'm not getting all that shit, man. I'm just saying, Barack Hussein Obama has a strong fucking name, man. It's a real strong name. It's one of them names that when you hear it, man, you know, it just denotes strength. You feel what I'm saying? And I think this is a lost art, man, when it comes to us as a people. You know, it's like, I mean, even biblically, man, you know, they always say, you know, a good name is, you know, worth gold, man. And I don't know what the fuck black folks is on, man, with these goddamn names and shit, man. I'm looking at CNN, and I'm looking at the first family, and I'm looking at Barack Hussein Obama. God damn, that sounds like a warrior, don't it? That sounds like a nigga that'll break your ass off, don't it? Barack Hussein Obama. And then I was looking at the flip side of it and shit, right? Because I'm looking at, what's his daughter's name, man? I can't remember their daughter's names and shit. Damn, nigga, fuck. I can't remember them two pretty ass daughters he got, man. I was just looking at them and, I was just thinking the gods, man, that they didn't have no ghetto ass fucking names, man. You feel me? I mean, I cringe at the fact me turning on the TV, looking at Fox News and punk ass Bill O'Reilly, you know, talking about, and we have Shaquita and Kiki on the White House lawn. Oh my God, that would just fuck me up if I had to hear that shit like every other day. You know what I mean? Oh, please. I'm so glad that them two beautiful ass babies ain't got no ghetto ass names, man. Oh, we don't need no Shaquitas and Kikis in the goddamn White House. Oh, please. You know, Michelle Obama, a nice regular name. Barack Hussein Obama. You know, damn, what the fuck is them daughters' names, nigga? What, nigga? I can't remember. But it ain't Shaquita, it ain't Kiki. That's all that matter, goddammit. You know, I probably would remember it if it was some old fucked up shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there's that trend going on where these sisters out here want to name their kids after alcoholic beverages and shit. You know, Moet, Cristal. What's another one? No, I mean, I haven't heard too many champagnes lately and shit. But, you know, oh, there's tons of Moets and Cristals and shit. And who else, man? It's just getting out of fucking hand, man. Y'all, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Want to name y'all kids after fucking liquor, man? What? You know, it's embarrassing. So, like I said, man, a good name is, it's just worth gold, man. You know, you really want to, if you having a baby, you having a child, you want to give that child a name that means something, you feel me? So a child can grow into that name, man. And oftentimes, it happens, man. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's a hit and miss. Like, I remember coming up in high school, there was this one female, and she was just, and I don't like to talk about people, you know what I mean? Because I ain't, like I said, I ain't no Denzel myself, man, you know. I'm okay. But there was this one female, man, she was total fuck up, man. She was like, she was all crispy and black, had these big ass Coke bottle glasses, had the nappiest hair ever, nigga. And she was just, she looked like a fucking, I don't know, man. She looked like a fucked up ass stork or some shit, man. But her name was Mercedes. You know what I'm saying? Mercedes. And that just, that didn't look right. You know what I mean? You got a bitch with a name like Mercedes, you expecting to see something kind of slick, you know what I mean? I remember seeing her the first day of school, man, when the teacher did the roll call. Yeah, that was her name, Mercedes Hall. And it was the first day, and that motherfucker said, Mercedes Hall. And everybody looked back, and the broad raised her hand, and it was like culture shock. Everybody was like, what the fuck? Mercedes, what the fuck? Your mama need to change your name to Hugo or Pinto or Gremlin or some shit. It didn't work, man. But the idea is to give your child a name that they can grow into, you feel me? So they can be proud of that name, and so the child can emulate that name, because certain names have meanings, like my name, for instance, okay? Mikael, which means who is like the Lord. And I believe it is not necessarily the statement, but it's the question. You know what I mean? Who is like the Lord? You know what I mean? And if it is the statement, you know, that's cool too. You know, that means I am like the Lord. You know, like I'm God, nigga. Zigzag zig. Motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We're representing that 5%, bitch. Nah, man. Nah, man, son. Yeah, man. So, hey, names is real important. I stress for all of y'all. If you're going to have a child, you're going to have a baby. And I don't want to make it seem like I'm kowtowing to European imperialism, you know what I mean, by trying to name your child a standard Anglo-Saxon name or whatever. But I mean, you shit, nigga, it is what it is. You know, where the fuck you at? Where the fuck you live? You living in America? And if you want to get a good job, I mean, you're gonna have to play by the rules, man. I mean, there's a whole lot of niggas with a whole lot of unemployment just because of their name, man. And that's real. I mean, you want to go through life like a man, like them ghetto names, nigga. Them bitches with them goddamn ghetto names, and they wonder why they can't get a goddamn job, man. Shit, man. They be concocting all kind of crazy ass names, and I can't even think of some right now. I'm gonna think of some in a minute that I've heard through the years. You know, like I said, Shaquita and Kiki on the White House line. Nah, nigga, fuck that, man. All right, check this out, man. I'm gonna take a little break. I'm gonna put my thinking caps on and shit, and I'm gonna come back and elaborate further on this name business. I think it's an important topic, man, because I think, it's just really important from a mental health aspect, just to, I mean, for a child to be proud of themselves, you know what I mean? So they can grow into a good name, you feel me? So let's go ahead and take a little break, man. The Fat Mac nigga, I'll be back. Yeah, baby, doing what we do, man. We getting just a tad bit metaphysical today. We're gonna mix it with some common sense. Like I said, I was inspired to do this show just by looking at the first family, man. Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and I can't remember the two names of the daughters, man. I can't remember, but like I said, I probably will remember it if they had some fucked up ass names, which they don't. Thank God they don't have no ghetto ass motherfucking names, man. God damn, man. So, I mean, my stance on this, man, is like, I think names are metaphysical. Names give off an aura. They give off an energy. They give off a presence, man. And I know it just seems like certain people that have certain names, I know they basically they manifest certain traits and certain attributes, man. You know, it's probably some far-fetched shit for most of y'all niggas, man. But I mean, I'm just looking at the greatest three Michaels of all time. You know what I mean? We're looking at Michael Jordan, we're looking at Mike Tyson, we're looking at Michael Jackson. You feel me? There's something very mystical about the name Michael. Yeah, nigga, toot my own horn. You know what I mean? It just seems like niggas that have that name is blessed, man. You know what I'm saying? On some common sense shit, to be just extraordinary above all the rest. On some pinnacle shit. Yeah, nigga, fuck you. Yeah, took my horn. That's right. Said, yeah, so if you want to have a baby boy, that's a really good name. That's a real basic. And once again, we don't never stop. God damn. Ooh-wee. Hello?
Big Mike.
What up, dog? What's up?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Cool, cool. I'm down in Centerville. Signal ain't so great down here. So, cool, man. Nish has been calling me all week, man. Want to do something. So I told her I might be able to have some free time tomorrow morning.
Okay.
She said she'd probably go over to your place and spend the night and come by there about Friday about 9:30, 10 a.m. Do something real quick. Something doable?
Shit, man. What?
It ain't, man.
No, I'm just saying because I don't know. Did she tell you I had the pink eye, man?
No.
Yeah, I got, you know, so I was trying not to, you know, come in contact with nobody so I didn't infect them and shit. You know what I mean?
Nope.
So.
I ain't coming over there, dog.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
pass on that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucked up, man. I'm trying to get rid of it, man. It's fucking me up, man. So, yeah. I'm on vacation right now, then.
Yeah, no shit. All right, yeah, handle that. I might just take her up to the warehouse district or something.
Okay, that'll work.
Fuck her up there for a minute or two.
Shit, that's what's up.
Cool, that is. Cool, man. All right, thanks, though. And, man, feel better soon. Let me know if I can do anything.
Oh, no doubt, man.
All right, man. We'll see you.
All right, bye.
I'm out.
Whew. Where the fuck was I? Oh, yeah, toot my own horn, talking about how great I am because of the name I got. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're going. Yeah, I mean, just a nice basic-ass name, man, you know. Ain't got to be no extravagant-ass shit. Let me tell y'all a little something, man, that, you know, especially with the females I fuck with, the girls I have, I've noticed alarming trends with the females that I see. And all the freaks, they seem to have names that are in common, man. They seem to have the same names and shit. So, I'm just gonna put a bug in y'all ear. I don't know if this is due to the names being so common that it's only inevitable that most of the freaks would have these names. You know what I mean? Or is there something to these names that lend credence to the fact that every bitch that get these names, they just turn into goddamn freaks, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you're gonna have a baby girl, what I suggest that you don't do is you don't name her Ashley, you don't name her Tina, you don't name her Tanya, you don't name her Nicole or Nikki, you don't name her Jessica, and you don't name her Monique. Because, man, I'm trying to tell you, damn near every broad that I have met with Ashley, Tina, Tanya, Nicole, Nikki, Jessica, Monique is off the fucking Richter scale on that freak shit, man. So, if you don't want your daughter to be hot in the ass, you may not want to name her those names, because there's something about them goddamn names, man, that, man, these females, I mean, they just tend to goddamn, woo, I mean, they tend to be prostitutes, man, shit. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, every Tina, every Tanya, every Ashley, every Nicole, every Nikki, every Jessica, every Monique, just being on some just sucky fucky shit, man. For real, man. So, I mean, hey, take it for what it is, man. Word to the wise, don't name your baby daughters none of them names, man, because they'll fuck around and end up on MaxCity.com, nigga. Yes, I'll be fucking 70 years old, and have your daughter on this motherfucker because she knocking on my door trying to get some goddamn cyber pimping in her life, nigga. Shit. And likewise, if you want to talk about some niggas, man, you know, every nigga that I have met with a certain name or a certain derivative of this certain name that I'm about to give you has been an outright fucking nutbag and criminal. An insane ass nigga and shit, you feel me? So I'm gonna go ahead and give y'all this name or the, you know, just the variations of this name. So if you're gonna have a baby boy, I highly suggest that you do not name your baby boy Dante, Deontay, Antoine, Twan, Tay, Twani, LaDante, Dre, DeAndre, or Andre. Every nigga in the streets that I done met with these kind of names is fucking off the Richter too. These motherfuckers need psychiatric help. They in and out of the county, in and out of the state pen, in and out of federal pen. All Dantes, Deontays, Antoines, Twans, Tays, Twanies, LaDantes, Dres, DeAndres, and Andres. Just crazy ass niggas, man. I don't know what the fuck it is about the vibration of this name, but everybody that get this name, man, see the goddamn just, they want to shoot people. I don't know. Hey, you just tell me, man. You know what I mean? I don't know. Can any of y'all testify to this shit? You know, are y'all experiencing the same shit? Do any of y'all know a crazy ass nigga named Dante? Or Deontay? Or Twan? Or Twani? Or Tay? Or DeAndre? Dre? Man, I'm just trying to tell you, man. So look, if you want to have a decent life with a decent daughter and son, like I said, these are names to avoid, according to the Fat Mac nigga, according to my comprehensive study of ghetto life, you know what I mean, ghetto anthropology. Don't name your daughter Ashley, Tina, Tanya, Nikki, Nicole, Jessica, or Monique. Don't do it, because they'll be on Maxi.com gobbling up nuts, excuse the vernacular. And if you don't want your son to be on the 6 o'clock news, you know what I mean, or America's Most Wanted, don't name that nigga Dante, Deontay, Antoine, Twan, Tay, Twani, LaDante, Dre, DeAndre, or Andre. Don't. Just them names, that's guaranteed to have your son on the 6 o'clock news because he held up a fucking convenience store or some kind of crazy shit like that, man, for real. So, yes, a good name is worth its weight in gold, and that's what we have to do, man. We have to start naming our children good names, man. Names with meaning and shit. You know what I mean? I mean, fuck. I mean, a name that denotes something powerful. You know, whatever kind of attribute that you want your child to manifest or exemplify, I suggest you go online and you look up certain names. You know what I mean? Whether they be Swahili names or European names or Japanese names, whatever, mix it up, man, you know. But whatever you do, you want your child to be able to get a job, okay? So whenever they put their name on a job application, it won't get thrown in a fucking garbage can, nigga, you feel me? I mean, come on, man. I mean, Shaquita and Kiki and Shaquanda and Laquanda and Shantasia and Laquita and Tequila and Moniqua, them bitches are unemployed, man. Okay, I'ma just keep it 100. Them bitches is unemployed. As soon as they put their name on the fucking job app, them motherfuckers up in the front office balled that shit up and threw it in the goddamn garbage, nigga. Shaquita, Kiki, Shaquanda, Laquanda, Shantasia, Laquita, Tequila, Moniqua. Them bitches is goddamn on public assistance, man. Alright? Goddamn. I mean, fuck. I mean, like I said, I hate to sound like a nigga, use a sellout, nigga. God damn it, we black folks and we innovators and we creative and, hey, well, be creative and hungry, nigga, okay? But, hey, give your fucking daughters and sons a fighting chance in this goddamn culture, man, for real. Damn, all right, once again, man, Fat Mac gonna take a break. You know how we do, man. We talk some common sense shit mixed with a little bit of metaphysical shit, man, talking about the names of folks, man, and how certain names give off certain vibrations, certain vibe. You know, certain characteristics and shit that some niggas grow into. You know what I mean? So right now we gonna take a break, man. You know how we do. I'll be back. I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
To the best of my knowledge, I guess that I'm fresh on what I manifest. I never pretend.
What's going on, John?
Yo, KRS, what's the purpose of you stopping me?
Yo, man, kick the rhymes you was just kicking at me a while ago.
Alright. I'll wax and maim rappers who proclaim to be the epitome of this game. Fighting like a hard, rugged and rough, soft like butter, treat me like a buff on the mic. No sense, no evidence. Just listen to the gangster and I will convince all doubt my power of speech. The title of the gangster they tried to impeach, but it is protected by the black and the red. It's not true, all gangsters are dead. Not a gangster with a gun doing crime, none of that. Killer MC with the rockers, I'm a gangster of rap. In fact, exact, I'm a dominant black, coming full force on and power that's back. For all the party people, this is a fact. For all the pioneers, I'm going way back.
That is funky, funky, funky fresh. Dope, 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 dope,
dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope. To the early days of 75 and the Black Spades, chilling with my homeboy Muscle Man Ron and the Boogie Down Boss BKA P-Lon. It was a privilege for people to see Fan Bottle 23 on a Friday night. The boys would come running to hear Big B that was shocking and stunning in the hill. Not a thing was chill. Sound masters on the loose and acting ill. Uptown. Every weekend rock, even 131 or around that block, but anywhere uptown. You always heard the sound. Hip hop, funky beats, MCs getting down. The truth, I swear, admit and declare. The Bronx was the first, I know I was there. The beats were dope. The sound was on, by the way, saying peace to my brother Melquan. Dedications have a little bit more. The L Brothers, Grand Wizard, Theodore. When we used to ill with the young sound masters in Castle Hill. I could keep going on, but more and more with Breakout and Baron and the Funky Four. On the other side of town, the mics and the hands, the lecherous, treacherous, also perpetuous MCs, cold and command. And if you listen to that, for an actual fact, for all the pioneers, I'm going way back.
Now you know, I know. This is KRS with Just Ice.
Dope.
Talk about dope.
Dope.
Yo, Just, kick me one more verse, please.
Let's rest, so I can take a breath, cause I'm bearing the truth and nothing less. No disrespect intended, but I have to show you. If I didn't say your name, that means I did not know you. To get to the point, to make it clear, if I don't say your name, that means you was not there. It's true. I'm from the old school, I'm the professor, and they are my pupils. I teach and never preach, not a bloodsucker, parasite, or a leech. I'm telling you how it was or is. The Bronx is the home for the hip-hop kids. A long time ago, when I was raising hell with the nappy head of hair at the age of 12, I saw and heard crews that rock. The Bronx crushes monsters, breakout Sasquatch. You're not familiar with the funky sound. That proves it right there. You wasn't down. Had to earn a position and do hard work. You can work school work on my man Red Alert. Red Alert. Because he knows for sure about Flash, Easy Mash, and the Furious Four. I'll run off some names with no offense. Listen up real close as I commence. Come on by Clark Kent, my man Cool Fish, homeboy Trey B, Trey Frisky Frisk. Wonderful to see in the atmosphere. Almighty KG at Union Square. Dr. Keek, rock on, and my man Shuttler, rock up. KRS. Definitely, we would rock, and I can't forget my homeboy Dig Not. It's the truth, and for an actual fact, for all the pioneers, I'm going way back.
Well, I think that's about as far back as we can go.
Say a peace to my man, Tina Rock.
Word. Say a peace to my brother, Scott LaRock. He's in here.
Scott LaRock, rock on.
Word.
DMX, peace.
Peace.
All right, we're gonna wrap this shit up, man. I just dropped in just to give y'all a little quickie, man. You know what I'm saying? The Fat Mac, he's just very thankful. He's very grateful this day. You know what I mean? What's today's date, motherfucker? Today is the 29th of January, 2009. And I'm very grateful to have some black folks in office that's not embarrassing me. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm just so glad the daughters got some decent names. So, yeah, man, I could not handle the Shaquita, the Kiki, the Tequilas, or whatever in the White House. Man, I'm just so glad Barack Obama and Michelle Obama had the sense to name their children, you know, something that's palatable, man. Something nice, you know, not none of this crazy-ass welfare shit, man. You know, maybe that's my age talking, nigga. Maybe that's it. But, I mean, it is what it is. Like I said, I want my motherfucking, my progeny, man, to be able to get a job, man. And how the fuck you gonna get a job with these crazy-ass buckwild fucking ghetto-ass names y'all niggas are throwing on these kids, man? Y'all need to stop that shit, man. Man, pick a good, solid name, man. You know what I mean? Fuck, I mean, let me get out my soapbox, nigga, shit. Once again, it's the Fat Mac, nigga, Almighty 3XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com, saying what's up to my motherfucking main man, my partner, man, TaylorMade, you know, with the Chopped and Screwed shows, man, over here at ChronicCastBlogspot.com. You know what I'm saying? Saying what's up to Young Dope Man and Conceited 808. Saying what's up to my nigga, Mr. Regular, giving much shouts, blessings and just... I mean, mad love to my nigga Trash Man. Once again, burning a candle for you, my nigga. Hopefully everything gonna come out all right. Shit, gonna say what's up to my nigga Tony Dreamer. Saying what's up to my nigga Big D, Minister of Love. DKG, the Knowledge Gangster. Gonna give a shout out to, my girl Angie B. Angie B Designs and shit, man. I don't know. I got to figure out what her MySpace is, man. So if any of y'all need some, some artwork done, man, you know, she getting cold with that shit, man. You know what I mean? For album covers or CD covers or posters and shit like that. Angie B Designs. I'll figure out her MySpace later on and shit for a later show so y'all can get hip, man. But, hey, check it out, man. That's it for right now. I'm going to take it light, man. I'm going to go ahead and pack this shit on up. I'm going to dip, and I'll holler at y'all later, man. I'm out.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker. I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.